Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Jonathan Goldman here on HealthyLife.net with the Healing Sound Show. And today we have a really interesting show. My guest is, Joshua Leeds, who is a very dear friend. I've known him for close to 20 years, and we'll talk a little bit about our friendship and relationship. And he's really also one of the major author, teachers, people involved in psychoacoustics and bioacoustics, how sound affects our body and how sound affects our nervous system and how sounds just in general affect the landscape, and he's done lots of things. So it's really very interesting and should be just a great show. I'm really, really looking forward to doing it. I hope you've had a good month. Gosh, it's been a really interesting time lately. I was watching a show on TV about the 2012, which continues to, all these different dates continue to resonate and work with us. I also want to say that for those of you who are listening and have some interest in it, there is an online sound healing course that I developed at a website called Daily Ohm. Check into it. It's really cool. We've got over 1,000 people doing it so far, and just ways of learning to use sound to resonate your body, your chakras, and, get into the next realm. So that is a pretty interesting phenomenon. I just really do want to suggest it to you. 2012, yeah. So I have a recording actually called 2012 Ascension Harmonics that just recently got released, and it's quite a powerful, interesting phenomena which I created for myself basically back, I don't know if any of you are young enough to remember the harmonic convergence back in about 1987, but I created this for myself as sort of an interdimensional field or, almost like a sonic wormhole that I would use to travel to other dimensions while I listened to it. It was very, very powerful, and I could not release it to the public. And it was only, within the last year that I was told that I could basically make this recording now available to the public, although I'd used it privately in different workshops. So we remastered it using the best of both worlds, new worlds and old worlds, and created this 2012 recording. Well, Jonathan, why are you telling us this all? Because now I'm working on a new recording, a follow-up to it, but very, very different. That was called 2012 Ascension Harmonics, and this new one is called 2013 Ecstatic Sonics. And it actually has all sorts of different, number one, it's got 16 or 17 different chants from different recordings that I've either made or am working on or have shifted and changed, which sounds interesting, as well as all sorts of, I'm not sure if there's psychoacoustic frequencies or I have to go to another level because, for example, we're going to hear a little excerpt of this, which starts out with these frequencies that contain the frequency of the psychological condition of ecstasy, which were commutated by Dr. Peter Guy Manners. And these are all in binaural beat frequency phenomena, which Joshua will be talking about. And since this is coming out of the ultimately, I'm sending a signal to the radio station that is broadcasting, and it's coming out in mono to you, which is okay, which means that you won't get the psychoacoustic effect as well, which is good, because that's not what we want. So we got the all these frequencies then leading to this very little excerpt from the lost chord, which contains something called the Gayatri Mantra. Lost Chord is another very, very interesting recording, but I'm just going to play this for a moment, and then when it's the appropriate time, Jay, our fabulous engineer, will lead us into a station break, and then we'll come back with Joshua Lead. So here we go with a little bit of 2013, Ecstatic Sonics. Hear all those crazy sounds? Yeah.
Your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, the same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Hi, we are back with me, Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show, and it's my very great pleasure to present our guest for today, Joshua Leeds. And Joshua is a very dear friend of mine. You know, many of the people who come on the show are friends of mine, and Joshua is one of my dearest, and so we're going to have a really good time today. Joshua is a sound researcher, an educator and music producer. He specializes in the field of psychoacoustics, the study of the effects of music and sound on the human nervous system, and bioacoustics, how sound affects other living beings. He's the author of Through a Dog's Ear, The Power of Sound, and Sonic Alchemy. His 30-plus psychoacoustically designed recordings are used in homes, clinics, classrooms, and animal shelters around the world. Joshua teaches the therapeutic application of sound and music to musicians, healthcare, and education professionals around the world. Recent positions include the New York Open Center in San Francisco, California Institute of Integral Studies. He resides now in Ashland, Oregon, and Well, we'll talk about this more, ways to get in contact with him, because I think he certainly will, is www.joshualeads.com. Okay, so Joshua's been a colleague and a friend of mine for many years, and here we go, and we're... I just can't wait. Hi, Joshua, how are you?
Hello there, Jonathan. I'm delighted to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
Oh, it's just great, and, you know, I think... You know, I'm pretty precognitive, and I think this is probably going to be the first of many because we have just so much stuff to share. I was just looking through, well, you know, just your very, very first book called Sonic Alchemy, which is really how we met in person. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, I was picking it up and reading it, and it's still a brilliant and important book containing interviews with some of the great pioneers of sound healing. And it's just so very, very... That book is important. Your Power of Sound book is extraordinary. And then the new one, Through a Dog's Ear. But I'm going to ask you the first question that I ask every guest that I have on the show. Usually, to be in this field of using sound as a therapeutic transformational tool, for most people, they have had some experience that basically brought them to this place. And I'm wondering if you, sir, have had an experience you can share with us that caused you to go from X to Y, or maybe you're at Z right now.
Well, that's a lovely question to begin this interview with. I call that syndrome the call of Apollo, actually, and I'm sure that, like you, you will receive queries or telephone calls from people that start off something like this. Hi, I'm not quite sure why I'm calling you. It's that call when people are saying, you know what, I have loved music and I have loved the use of sound in its different manifestations all of my life, and I am now aware of the fact that I really want to do something deeply in my life that involves this. The call of Apollo, the Greek and Roman god of music and sound, and for me, the call of Apollo, the metaphoric call of Apollo, came when I was watching a television show. I think that it was the Merv Griffin show, and that pretty much dates me. It was back in the 80s. And the only reason why I happened to be watching this afternoon talk show was because a dear friend and collaborator was appearing on it. Her name is Louise Hay. And I had the opportunity to begin to work with Louise beginning in 1986 to begin to create musical meditations that she would speak over and that were used as an opportunity to be able to help people to utilize her wonderful work. And I was watching this show, Merv Griffin, and they were doing an interview with Louise, and they brought on a number of people who had been using the CDs. At those times, they weren't CDs, actually. They were using the tape cassettes that we had created together. And I sat and I listened to three different people, all of them with different diseases of various stripes. And they were attesting to the impact that these collaborative recordings that Louise and I had done had on their effect on their lives. And these were people that I'd never met before and would never meet. And yet, as I listened to each one of them affirm and essentially testify to the effect that the use of music and sound and words was having on their lives, I had that realization that this field was deep enough for me to be able to spend the rest of my life working in and exploring, and that it was powerful enough, as we know through the ages, but finding it here in a current context, that it would allow me to be able to keep on drilling down into the substance of what this is and find fulfillment for myself personally and professionally, and at the same time to be able to do well by doing good in the world.
What, Merv Griffin, okay, the call of Apollo through Merv Griffin, but here's my question, your background before that, what sort of music did you play? I assume you played an instrument or whatnot.
Oh, yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I started making noise with everything I could put my hands on when I was very And by the time that I was 7 years old, then I was studying piano. And then from piano, it went to trumpet. And by the time the Beatles came out in 1962, then it switched to guitar because, of course, that was a lot cooler in those days.
Yeah.
And then from guitar, then it moved back into piano and study at a conservatory. And so I've made the rounds of different kinds of instruments, and always was fascinated with this concept of basically the manipulation of sound. And, of course, my mother figured that if I was going to be a noisy little guy, then I might as well try to make it into music. And for me, it was an integral part of my adolescence and of my teenage years, and it really helped me to move through those times when so many kids are kind of struggling with identity and struggling with the hormones and with just basically that awkward period of time of moving from being a child into an adult. I used to come home from school every day, Jonathan. Maybe you have a story that goes along with this as well. And I would walk in, I'd say hello, a brief hello, walk into my room, close the door, and for an hour to 2 hours play my guitar as loud and as hard as I could. It was an acoustic guitar. And then I'd walk back out and I felt like a normal human being. It really allowed me that, I didn't realize at the time, that wood resonance on my bones, you know, the wood against my body, to be able to just center myself, to be able to calm myself, to be able to move forward with in a place of equilibrium. And I didn't know at that time what was actually taking place with the resonance and the vibration of sound. Something like that happened to you as a teenager?
It continues to happen to me as a teenager. What got you into classical music? Because that is primarily what you, for the last millennium, in the sound health field, have been working with. How did you get into that?
Well, I came into classical music, interestingly enough, another great question. I came into classical music as a result of my exploration of psychoacoustics, again defined as the study of the effect of music and sound on the human nervous system. And I, in the mid-80s, when I decided that I could no longer spend my time I could not consciously spend my time trying to become a Hollywood film composer, to be able to take my love affair with music and sound and to be putting it behind screeching tires and shooting guns, just felt to me to just be an absolute and complete disgrace and waste of a passion. And as we know, passion is so important in our lives. It's really our like blood coming through in our manifestation. And I decided that I needed to find a way to be able to still use my love affair with music and with sound, but use it in a conscious way. And I met Louise Hay, and I started to work with her and move forward from there. But at a given point in the late 80s, I came to the conclusion that acoustic music was, as far as I was concerned, far more powerful in its effects because of the natural harmonic process that was taking place with acoustic music than electronic music. And in the late 80s, synthesizers and electronic music was all the rage, and I had a big MIDI studio like so many of us did, with stacks and stacks of synthesizers and all kinds of electronic gear. And I actually decided to basically sell what I could and give the rest of it away. And I went to New York to study at a conservatory, the Manis School of Music in New York City, because I wanted to study acoustic orchestration and I wanted to study arrangement of classical instrumentation, because the classical music form is a very easy form to follow. And I have found that in creating music for health and for healing and for learning and that kind of thing, you want to create a form that is very simple and easy to divine, because it helps people to feel at rest and to feel safe. And
well,
that is how I started to get into class.
Beautiful. And we have so much more to talk about, my friend, but what I'd love to do now, we're going to a commercial, and this is just a little excerpt from your wonderful book, The Power of Sound, and we're going to be hearing Corelli's Adagio just for a moment, as I always like to go out into a commercial with music. So we'll take a little music into our commercial break.
From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life. Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing. You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
So here you are, again, back at the Healing Sound Show with me, Jonathan Goldman, and my dear friend and esteemed guest, Joshua Leeds, who is really one of the major figures in the field of sound healing. He's been at it for long enough, and he's eloquent enough and a fine enough writer and a great enough teacher to be really recognized in many realms. And having known him for many years, I kind of suspect that there's just so much we can talk about, and I like to always like just build up if we can. So, Joshua, I have this book here that I hadn't opened in a while, and I started opening it and reading it. And it was amazing. And this book is Sonic Alchemy, which is conversations with leading sound practitioners, and published this probably back in, I'll look at the publication date unless you can tell me immediately about, republished it back in 99, but the information is still so fresh and important. And I think it's just an extraordinary, you know, you have conversations with everyone from Jeff Thompson, who's a chiropractor, to Teresa Schroeder-Skecker, who works with Music for Dying, to Tom Kenyon, to I'm in there, Vicky Dodd, and this really is a very, very important and seminal book because it gives such diverse approaches to the field of sound healing. It's still available, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes.
And
there's an interesting little bit of a story about this. This book, actually, I self-published it in 1997. Because I found that publishers were not interested in basically publishing books with interviews unless they happened to be with extremely famous people. And as we know, in our smaller field of sound work, even though we know about ourselves and the people who choose to be involved in this growing and emerging field, know of different people, the fact is that We're still working in a very, very small community of awareness. And yet I felt that that these interviews were of great importance. They were part of my education. This book was like one of my graduations in the field of music and sound. I had originally been approached through my work with Louise Hay by an editor of a magazine out of pardon me?
Almost like a master's thesis.
Yes, right. I had been approached by an editor of a magazine called New Age Retailer out of Bellingham, Washington, and I was living in New York, and I was studying at the conservatory, and he wanted me to write write an article on music and healing, music and health. And I turned him down. He said, why? And I said, well, because the truth is I'm making it up. It's intuitive, and not that intuitive isn't good, but I said, this is not going to go beyond the first paragraph for you. I don't really know what it is that I'm doing in my work with Louise, except for I'm using my intuition, and I'm just trying to feel deeply into how it is that I can construct sound work that is going to complement her work and that is going to have be able to take people as deep as possible. And the interesting thing is he kept on calling back. He called me back the following month. I turned him down again. He called me back the following month. Finally, I said, look, you know, I get the fact that you really want me to do this. And he said, look, before you hang up, let me send you a book. And it's a book by somebody that I know, Jonathan, that you have tremendous respect, as do I, by McClellan, The Healing Forces of Music.
Sure.
Yes. And I read this book, and I began to understand that there actually was a beautiful, thriving, passionate, small field of people that were exploring how it is that resonance and that entrainment, how tone and how rhythm could be affecting the nervous system. So I wrote him that one article. That one article then turned into 25 articles over the course of 5 years. And what I did was I picked my 12 most favorite interviews that I did during those 5 years. And I put them together into this book because I felt that I didn't want this information to be lost after the 1 month of a magazine sitting on a rack and it being gone. And so I found that in teaching people and speaking with people, they were, rather than them having to reinvent the wheel about how people were already in the, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years before them using music and sound, that it'd be helpful to be able to say, this is where these people have brought it. Now, how can you stand on their shoulders and take it even further?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, on our Sound Healers website, we have a number of the presentations that a lot of these people did on from the Sound Healers Association, and I recorded them, and, you know, we have them on our website, and here they are, you know, in this book, which for me is often, you know, I read faster than I can listen. And, you know, from my perspective, the information is not out of date. You know, the fact that we have to do new, well, that's great. But let's first really understand and embody the, quote, old. And indeed, as you were saying, a lot of the work of some of these people was based on previous work, but, you know, frequently, as sound begins to hit mainstream, people go, oh, you know, sound healing begins as soon as someone discovers it without realizing all the prior previous work that's gone into it. Do you, before we move on to your next book, do you not agree that the information, the material in sonic alchemy is still relevant today?
Well, as a matter, I agree so much that I just had another 500 books printed up, as a matter of fact. Because the truth of the matter is that it is through understanding history that we can help to move forward into the future. And the work of sound is built upon an extraordinary lineage. And so, yes, I absolutely fully agree with you and look at the idea of how it is that we can go back into what has been covered in the past so that we can proceed and take advantage of what people have done, as opposed to having to try to start all over again to try and reinvent the wheel.
And what's so very, very interesting is that, you know, I could, you know, name half a dozen of the people on, you know, in your book, and people who are in the field might not know about them. But that doesn't mean that their work wasn't important and relevant. Simply somehow, as, you know, in life, the, you know, people perhaps who, you know, wave the red flag the most get noticed, and other people who are not there, who are doing important work, but not going on tour. So anyway, I highly recommend Sonic Alchemy, and is it available at Josh? commercial is I would like to, this is for my wife Andy, because yesterday was indeed our anniversary, and so I'd like to play from the CD that's associated with The Power of Sound, this wonderful, well, Prosati Gymnopédia. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Gymnopédia.
Yes. All right, we'll be back with Joshua Leeds in a minute.
Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same. Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Jonathan Goldman here on HealthyLife.net with the Healing Sound Show and our special guest, Joshua Leeds, sound researcher, educator, music producer. Joshua, as we went out to the break, we were just listening to an excerpt from your wonderful book, The Power of Sound. And, of course, many of the various, shall we say, auditory phenomena that can be achieved now through, I feel like, our awareness of sound really needs stereo stuff. So audiences may not have gotten the full, quote, benefit of these recordings, but could you tell us a little bit about, I guess, the science of psychoacoustics, which is mostly, you know, I have a dear friend who teaches a college-level course in sound healing, and your book, this book, The Power of Sound, is the textbook.
Yes, well, I have to say, much to my delight, this book has been critically acclaimed and is used as a textbook in many places around the country. I'm sure that my publisher and my bank account would have preferred it to have been found great popular acclaim and made many more sales than it has. But the truth of the matter is that we come to understand that when we write these books, we're not doing it because we're going to be building our fortunes on the books. We're doing it because it's work that we are compelled to do. It's information that we feel that is so important that we have to take the hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours that it takes to create these books and to be able to put them out. The power of sound for me was a way of being able to put between two hardcovers enough information that a healthcare provider, a therapeutic professional, or an educator could use this book to be able to determine how they could bring sound as an adjunct into their existing practices. But even more importantly than that, what I wanted to do was provide them with the tools to be able to walk into the school, to be able to say, here are the studies, and these are the reasons why we cannot let music go by the wayside, even though we have a budget crisis or whatever it happens to be. These are the reasons. So I just absolutely front and backloaded this book with as much information and about clinical research and about the studies that had been published, studies that had been done about the effects of music and sound within a hospital context, within a clinic context, within an educational context, so that a nurse could walk in and say to her administrator, this is why in this hospital we need to be paying attention to the effect of sound on the nervous system, because it's keeping people here longer than what we need in order to be able to help them to achieve the regaining of their health.
All right. Boy, I'm going to put you on the spot. 1 minute answers if you can. A minute and a half. What are binaural beat frequencies and how do they affect us? Number one, got a few different questions.
Great, you bet. Binaural comes from the term bi, two ears, aural, hearing. And it's a wonderful natural concept that is based upon the way that the brain works in and of itself. And if we put one tone in one ear, in the left ear, let's say a 400 hertz tone, it could be any tone, but let's say we 400 hertz, and we put a 410 hertz tone in the right ear, which is just slightly detuned by just 10 hertz. The way the brain is able to measure the difference between those two tones is by measuring, the way that brain can distinguish between those two slightly detuned tones is measuring the difference between them, which happens to be 10 hertz, 400 in one ear, 410 in another. It measures the difference and it hears the difference tone, and that happens to be 10 hertz. 10 hertz, coincidentally, synchronistically enough, happens to correspond to the brainwave state of alpha. And what will happen is that the brain will then, after a period of time, maybe 4 or 5 minutes of hearing these two different tones, will begin to entrain to the difference between them, to that 10 hertz tone. And it is a way of being able to essentially what I call dial a brainwave state.
Thank you. That's fabulous. Dial a brainwave. Okay. Now, next question. In 10 words or less, we can't do this, and these are books worth of things, but you are so eloquent in your speaking that tell us a little bit about the work of Alfred Tomatis and why it's important and how it fits into the binaural beat frequency work. Wow.
Wow, and that's all in a minute and a half. All right,
well,
I'm going to go
as,
for
as much
here.
As we have, all right.
You bet. Alfred Tomatis is arguably the father of modern-day psychoacoustics. He is to the field of sound work what Freud was to the field of psychoanalysis. And he was a French ear, nose, and throat doctor who died in 2001 at the age of, he was somewhere in his 80s. And amongst his extraordinary contributions to this field and understanding of the impact of sound on the nervous system comes a very basic concept, which is that sound is a nutrient for the nervous system.
And I just love that.
I'm sorry?
I just love that.
Yes, as do I. And so if we begin to build a concept, concept and using this as a foundation thought, then it means the way that we take care of our auditory system, the way that we consciously use to choose to use sound, is going to have an extraordinary impact on the way that we basically structure our awareness of sensory data around us. He is the creator of a wonderful method called the Tomatis method that is used in clinics, probably about 200 to 250 clinics around the world, most of them in Europe, due to FDA issues here in America.
What sort of conditions can be treated or are treated in these clinics?
Well, primarily neurodevelopmental issues that have everything to do from the people in the autistic spectrum to pervasive developmental delays to ADHD, ADD, dyslexia, different kinds of learning challenges. It's a wonderful for stuttering, and this does not even then start to even broach the use of his method, which is now known as more roundly as sound stim for sound stimulation, because it is designed to essentially reprogram, retonify the two tiny muscles of the middle ear so that we are able to take in a full spectrum of sound based upon the idea nutrient. That music and sound is that sound is a nutrient for the nervous system, and that basically the course of our lives, these two tiny muscles in the middle ear serve to essentially help us to sample out the sounds that are causing us a sense of dis-ease in our lives on a psychological level.
And Joshua, this information about Dr. Tomatis is found in your book, The Power of Sound?
Yes, it is, and The Power of Sound, more information about The Power of Sound can be found on the website, thepowerofsound.com.
Oh, great. Okay, great. We got the thepowerofsound.com website as well. All right, loving to go out with a little bit more of your music in the brief time that we have. Well, if I'm really, really organized here, here we go with a little bit of Vivaldi.
Pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earth Channel webcastingneeds.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com. Or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Well, Jonathan Goldman, King Sound Show, Joshua Leeds, guest Joshua. We went out with a lovely piece from Vivaldi. How does it relate to, it's from the Power of Sound book. You got a CD included. Why did you put it in there? 2 minutes.
The reason why I put it in there, Jonathan, was that I wanted to be able to use, have different sound samples to be able to illustrate the ideas that I was talking about in the course of the Power of Sound. And it really, it comes down to, at this point, after, you know, almost three decades in this field, my analysis as to why it is that music and sound affects the nervous system comes down to three basic elements, which I call tone, tempo, and pattern. Is the music, and this is all again based upon the extraordinary work of Alfred Tomatis, are the tones high or low? High tones are going to charge the nervous system. Low tones tend to discharge the nervous system. Is it fast or is it slow on a tempo rhythmic basis? Because we know that fast rhythms are going to tend to entrain the major primary pulse systems of the body, brain waves, heart, and breath. And they're going to speed them up or they're going to slow them down. And then again, what is the effect of pattern on the nervous system? And that's a whole other conversation that won't fit within a minute and a half. But the music at the end of this book is music from a series called the Sound Health Series that I was the co-producer of in the late 90s. And in this music, we attempt to utilize these principles very consciously within this rearranged classical music, rearranged, re-recorded music, so that it adheres to the concepts and to the considerations of what is the resonance and what is the entrainment and what is the pattern that is most appropriate for either health or for education or for productivity.
Right, and I will make a admission to you is that I think my second book was written using one of your CDs playing in the background, probably for productivity, it well may have been, and so, I attest to it, and I thank you for your work with that. Your latest book now, Through a Dog's Ear, Using Sound to Improve the Health and Behavior of Your Canine Companion. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that this is not only a book for dogs, it's also a book for humans, because frequently I think you use the way that dogs interface with sound as metaphors for the way that human beings interface with sound. Would this be true?
Absolutely, Jonathan. That's exactly right. And I must say that this book is the book was written for humans to read. I don't know too many dogs that are reading these days. But I do know a lot of dogs that are listening to classical music.
Right, so you're, 2 minutes in a nutshell, what did your, we could do a whole show on each of these topics, and we well may in the future, research on how dogs responded to sound. What did you find?
Well, what we found, and this was just an absolute milestone in my career, Jonathan, is that, I mean, we know that human beings entrain, and to give just a brief description of entrainment, that's whereby our major pulse systems will speed up or slow down to an external periodic sound source or rhythm. And, of course, entrainment also works internally in terms of our own internal rhythms and training to each other. But for purposes of our conversation, it's about how does external rhythm cause us to be able to change. And yet we've never seen animals. We've only seen dogs that pant to rhythm or dogs that wag their tails to rhythm. So there's no external symbolism that somehow they're being affected by the tempo. And what we found in research that went over 2 years with over 150 dogs in dog shelters around the country and in clinics, vet hospitals and that kind of thing, was that indeed dogs actually are hardwired to entrain as well. And so for me, where the significance of this was the understanding that all of us, regardless of number of hair count or number of legs, we are all prone to the same elements here on the planet. And against the backdrop of our awareness of sustainability, the understanding of how it is that we use sound is affecting not just our own nervous systems, but it's affecting the nervous systems of the animals around us as well.
And as you're saying that, a dog walked by my window, being walked, of course, and we were during commercial talking a little bit about the fact that I've got hammering, drilling, and all sorts of things happening outside my house. And as you were saying that, I was going, well, gosh, you know, and people don't really perceive that sound and noise can really affect our nervous system, and the nervous system of our pets, and the nervous system of ourselves in an adverse level, and I think, or in a positive level, and I think your book really, really displays that factor.
Well, yes, Jonathan, and you know, and this is the point, and this book is absolutely a metaphor for how it is that sound is not only affecting our animals, but how it's affecting us. And it has brought me into a full-blown study of now not just the effect of sound, but what is the effect of sensory integration. In other words, if we understand that sound is a frequency that we take in through our auditory system, then we also understand that even though they're completely different systems of energy, how is it that we're taking in light? How is it that we're taking in smell? How is it that we're taking in touch?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I'm going to just, because we've got 1 minute left, and I won't go to any of your music right now because I just want to wrap this up because it's so beautiful, but you also have not only all sorts of CDs for humans to experience psychoacoustic effects of your wonderful work, but have you created some for pets as well?
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. I have. Our fourth CD has just come out, and this is... this is music that is as good for humans as it is for our animals, and all the information that can be found concerning the work with music for animals can be found at our website throughadogsear.com.
Throughadogsear.com. Okay, you got all sorts of different websites: joshualeads.com, thepowerofsound.com. throughadogsear.com.
And Jonathan, they can all be found. JoshuaLeeds.com is a portal page, and all of the different websites can be found there.
Well, great. I just knew that this hour would fly by. It has gone by at, shall we say, supersonic speed. And you got to promise to come back because we just touched on so much, and it's been a real blessing to have you here, my friend.
Jonathan, it has been my pleasure and my privilege.
And I am assuming, Jay, is it time to take it away to commercial? And then I'll come back and just say goodbye to everybody. And Joshua, thank you again. Your work is phenomenal.
Thank you, Jonathan, as well. And thank you for your wonderful work all of these years in this field. You have brought so many of us along, and we love you for it.
Thank you.
Try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you. The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did talking with Joshua Leeds. He will be back, and really his work is really extraordinary. Next month, we have a woman named Marcia Feldman. And that is, of course, going to be on December 10th. And Marcia, who I've also known is doing some wonderful work with death and dying music in the hospice arena. So tune in for that work. It's just very, very important. How can sound be used to ease someone's transition? What sort of sounds work best, et cetera, et cetera. So listen, I gotta run. I just send blessings of light and love to everybody who's listening, and we'll see.